Weiter in Shas. We are in Makos Daf Yuda. Picking up on Yuda Mabez Beta, bottom of the page, very last line. Amar B'chamer B'chanina. B'bnei Ma Namra Parshas Rotzchem. Beep. Turn the page. Yuda Aleph Amin Aleph. B'loshon Aza. Why is it that in Sefer Yoshua, when it talks about the Inyan of Rotzchem and the concept of Ari Miklat, why is it B'loshon Aza? Says Rashi, B'chol Yoshua K'siv V'yomer Hashem. It says V'yomer Hashem, when he speaks of it, it says the Loshon of Amira. V'kanemer V'yidaber Hashem El Yoshua V'dibor Loshon Azu. It's a very intense, firm language. The K'siv V'yidaber Hashem El Yoshua Leimor Daber B'nei Yisrael, double time Leimor T'nu L'chem Es Ari Miklat Sher Dibarti Aleichem. Three times he hits that Loshon over there. Why so intense? M'pnei Shehein Shel Torah. This is the only thing where Hashem speaks to Yoshua, where he talks to him about something that is a mitzvah. Says Rashi, "Avol shara miros shamar lo amar daber lekayim mitzvah ksuba v'torah chutz mizu," except for this one. So this was something to do a Torah commandment over here. Lameimra dechol dibor loshen kasha. You want to say it every time it's loshen dibor. It's a loshen kasha. And for the Gemara in Yup Kedichsev, diber ha'ish adonai ha'aretz itanu kashos. Right, when it says that about Yosef, when the brothers came down and they spoke to him, Yosef spoke to him in a very intense fashion, saying, "You guys are spies," and all that jazz. And it says, a Lashon of Dibor, and it says, a Lashon of Kashos. Aiva Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Nidberu. A Pasukin Malachi, and it says Nidberu, which means then those who fear Hashem spoke to one another, a Nidberu el Lashon Nachas, and that's a Lashon of being gentle, quite the opposite. V'chein Omer, also similar, it says, a Pasukin Tehillim, Yadber Amim Tachteinu, he shall lead nations under us. As Rashi explains, Yenahel Amim Tachteinu, they'll lead nations under us. So we see this Lashon of Dibor is actually quite opposite of harsh, it's gentle. Says Gemara, Daber Lechud, Yadber Lechud. Which Lashonos are you bringing over here? You brought Nidberu, and you brought a Lashon of Yadber. So these are two separate things over here, whenever it uses, so therefore depending on the type of word that's used, it's going to be different things. Simane Rabbonam Hamehamni V'Sifri. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. As for why is it in Yoshua when it's talking in a harsh language, when it talks about the ear miklat? Chadam mipnei shehem, v'chadam mipnei shehin shel Torah. First one says because he delayed. Rashi says lo shalu frisham la'achar shechol kumiyad ad shenemru melo ma mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu. He waited until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do such a thing and should have done it right away, and therefore he said like that. The other one saying no because it's shel Torah. Va'yichlav Yeshua said devarim ha'ila b'sefer Torah Salukim. And Yoshua wrote these things in the book of Torah Salukim. Pligi bar Yehuda v'reb nechem v'chad omer shmona psukim v'chad omer Ari Miklat. If y'all recall, we saw this back in Bava Basra on Daf Tes Vav, a whole discussion about who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, and some say that it was actually written by Yoshua. So we see here, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chanam Shon of Psukim, talking about the eight last eight psukim of the Torah, when it says the concept of Vichle Vishos, the Verme Eilav, Sefer Torah Zilkim, and those of Chanam Ari Miklat, talking about Ari Miklat. Bishal, the Mandam, Shmon of Psukim, Hanam Duchsev, Besefer Torah Zilkim, that's so it says that because it's written over there. And the Mandam Ari Miklat, my Besefer Torah Zilkim, what do you mean Sefer Torah Zilkim? It's not written there. It's written in it's not in the Torah. So the Gemara Hachikamer. V'yichlav Yoshua b'sifro. He wrote in his own sefer. As the Devarim Eila k'suvim b'sefer Torah Elokim. The ones that are written in the sefer Elokim, that sefer Elokim, Yoshua repeated the things that are written in the Torah. Sefer shetfaro b'pisht. Unless sefer sefer Torah that was sewn together with linen. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir. Machlokas v'Rabbi Meir. Chad Omer Kasha 1 says that it's good. You could use. It's okay. You could sew with linen. Chad Omer Apostle. Nope. No good. You're not allowed to use linen. You have to use sinews. Lamanda Omer Apostle. The one says no good. Dechsev. Because it says, Laman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Hashem v'reishe d'kra. Mishtoi b'tfilin. V'iskish hachi Torah l'tfilin. Beginning of that pasuk is talking about tefillin, and then we make a hekesh of that to Torah. Torah l'tefillin. Ishkesh kol Torah kula, says Gemara itself. Ishkesh kol Torah, Ishkesh kol Torah kula l'tefillin. Ma tefillin halacha l'moshe misina. L'tofa beginning, it's got to be done with sinews. Af kol So that's all that have to be done with Gidin. The Idach, what one who says that even if it's done with linen, that's good. Ki iskish, when is it compared to tefillin, le mutter beficha, just as something which is mutter in your mouth. Say, what does that mean? Things that are mutter if you eat. Says Rashi, dechsev b'hai kura beficha, bin a mutter beficha, she'en ichtavim al or behemoth tamei, it can be written on the parchment of a non-kosher animal. L'hilchosav, but in reference to other halachos, there's no hekesh to that. Says Rashi, ledaver she'enu kasev b'toru b'tfilin gufayu lo garmina le elo me'alacha moshe misinai lo yofina be'kesha. You don't learn from hekesh, therefore you're allowed to go ahead. The parchment has to be that, but the sinews are the stitching can be done with whatever I just said before, with linen. Amarav chazinu lo tefillin dechi de bei chavivi. I saw the tefillin of the house of the Bei Chaviv, Rashi says, Dodi, my uncle, Achi Abba, Rabbi Chia, that is Rabbi Chia, Rav's uncle's of Chia, the Tfira Bikitna, and I saw that it was sewn with linen. But Allah is not like him. It's got to be done with sinews. Zok the next Hilga Mishnah. So we know that when the person goes into Gullus, so they go into an Ir Miklat, they kill someone in the Shogeg, they end up in an Ir Miklat, they have to stay in the Ir Miklat until when? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now we got to figure out who's considered a Kohen Gadol. Zok the Mar, Echad Mashuach Mashemin Mishcha, the Echad Meruva Gadim, the Echad Sheavar Mimishichuso, Machzirin Es Harotzeach. Used to be to get a Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol, you had to go and anoint him with the anointing oil. Rashi says, Heim Kohanim Gedolim Shayu Ad Yoshiyahu. They used to be, they'd have this oil that they used to go ahead and anoint the Kohen Gadol with this oil. Now, we no longer, there was a time when they no longer had the oil anymore, and Rashi says, Vechad Mubi Begadim, and that is that if they become a Kohen Gadol, we called you not anymore Meshuach, because it wasn't done with oil, but you just have eight clothing instead of four. It says, Rashi, Heim Shashimshu Mi Yoshiyahu. The Elik from Shaw on the She Nignaz Shemin Mishcha. Shemincha was Nignaz Karabina Baharia Stafir Beis Veshuv Lo Nimshechu Kohanim. They didn't anoint them anymore with the oil. Velo Haisa Nikaris Kahuna Gedolabam. You couldn't recognize who they were. Elabar Riboy Begadim Shemishamish Bechas Begadim. They had the extra clothing, and that was the Ibegadim. The Echad Shaavar Mimishichu So. That is, remember, in Yuma, we learned of the fact, let's say, if a Kohen Gadol, you had someone who stood up as a Skan Kohen, that if something happened to the Kohen Gadol, the guy became Tommy, then the other guy would step in his place, but then when the Kohen Gadol would come back to his post, the other one would step down. So you had number one, you have number two, and the number two goes back down. So, Echad Sha'avar Mimishihuso says, Rashi She'ir Psul, the Kohen Gadol, Vishimish Acher Tachtav, Ukrishinisrape, Kohen, Chazalevodaso, Va'avar Zem Mimishihuso. So, Machzirin Eser Tzeach, the killer, he goes back home if one of these die. Rashi says, B'misasan, K'mo Shenemar, V'achari Mosa, Kohen Gadol, Yashuv HaRotzeach, after Kohen Gadol dies, this guy goes back home. V'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Meshuach Melchama, even the one that is anointed to be for war. Rashi says, Kohen Meshuach Lomar, B'melchama, Tzarchel Melchama, Al Yerich Levavchem B'chola Inyan in Devarim Chaf. We learned that in Yevamos Mem Gimel. They have a Kohen Meshuach Milchama that he used to be the one that would give everybody read him. You know, if you're scared, go home. If you just planted a vineyard and all this kind of stuff, the Meshuach Milchama. He's also Machzer Sotech. If he dies, also the guy gets to go home. Lefikach therefore, imosem shel kohanim, the mothers of the kohanim gedolim, what would they do? Besapkos lehem michya ksus, they would give all the people that were there food and clothing, kedei shelo yispalel b'neim shelo yimusa, in order that they wouldn't pray for their children to die, because everybody wants to go home. And if the kohen, one of the kohanim gedolim, whoever that may be, dies, they get to go home, so they didn't want that to happen, so they used to give them all these gifts. Fact the Gemara, minani mili, where do we know that these kohanim gedolim, that they die, that the Ritzach, Shogeg, obviously, that he goes free. Amar of Kana says, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in the Hilga Torah, which says, Va Yoshav Ba Ad Mosa Kohen HaGadol, and he shall dwell there until the death of the Kohen Gadol. And not only that, Va Yoshav Ba Ad Mosa Kohen HaGadol, says Rashi, Haichad ki be'ir miklato yoshav admos hakohen. He has to stay there until he dies, kohen gadol. Hatrei v'acharei mos hakohen gadol yoshav otzeach hutlaso. We're going to see it three times, so each one of them things. So damek first says v'yoshav ba admos hakohen gadol. Uksev ki be'ir miklato yeshav admos hakohen gadol. So it's the second time. And then it says uksev v'acharei mos hakohen gadol. So it says three times to come to include each one of these kohanim gadolim that we I mentioned so far. For Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? What about the Kohen Meshach Mechama? Where does he get that from? The fact that if he dies, the guy goes home? Ksev Krachrita Krina, because there's another pasuk which comes up, which states, Lashuv Lashavis Be'aretz Ad Mosa Kohen, to return to dwell in the land before the death of the Kohen. When it says Kohen again, it's coming to show another one of those. V'idach, what about the other one? The Tanakhama doesn't include the Kohen Meshach Melchama. What does he use of that? Midaloksev Hagadol, from the fact that it doesn't say over there, Hagadol just says Kohen. Right, it's just a little shuv l'shuv 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 l'shuv. The Mishnah is saying that the reason the Kohen Gadol don't die is because they don't pray for them to die. Ha matzil, but if they would daven for them to die, then they would talk, it would work. Maisi, I voksev, the pasuk says in Mishle, katsipar lonud kadror lauf, kin kilas chinam lo savu, like a wandering bird, like a flying swallow, it's a type of bird, so in undeserved curse it will not come. How you going? You try to do it. It's not going to ask. It's not going to work. Let them go out and pray that he should die, and it's not going to do anything. So you don't have to actually give him any gifts or do anything. It's not going to work. Says the Gemara, Amar Usaba. So says the elderly man, Mipirkei deRava Shemiali. I heard from the drushes of Rava, Shahayilem Levakish Rachamim Aldorin, because the Kohen of Gadol, they should have been praying for their generation. Rashi says, Hilka Chalav Kilas Chinami. Therefore, they are somewhat responsible. They didn't daven. They shouldn't have for a little big shoe. And since they didn't do it, therefore, they're partially responsible. They should have been davening to make sure that the people in their generation wouldn't be killing people with shogeg. In fact, they didn't do that, it's on them. V'igad amasi, and some say, Kedeshis Pa'lo B'neim Shalimusa, the opposite, that they give them these gifts, the mamas would give the gifts, in order that they should daven for them, in order that they should actually live. Time in Damasa, it sounds like the reason why they're living is because they daven for them. So they didn't daven for them. Maisi, they would actually die. Oh, interesting. But Ma'avalei Lamebet, what could he have done? Why is he getting punished for what the murderers did? Says, go on. Here we say, says Rashi, what does that mean? Bebavel, Omrim Mashal Zeh al Adam Shaloka Bishvil Sirchon Shalacherim. There's a line about this. Like, why would I get responsible for somebody else? Tuvia Chata. Vizigod Minga. Tuvia didn't have air and Zigod should get Malkus. Rashi brings a story that happened in Psachim, the Kufyud Gimel. Mishom Ahid Aminu Ba'arvi Psachim. Tuvia Chata. He did a sin. Vizigod Asid Bein. Zigod came and he testified against him. Be'ahidi as a single judge. Shaloya Eid Shani, but there was no second aid that was there. Vinagde Rav Papa. Lezigan, her papa gave Ziga, the one who came to testify, he gave him Malchus. Amalei says, I don't get it. Tuvia chata vezigod minged, umeaz haistalamasa. That became like a phrase. Hasamami, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Shchem nasiv umavgai gazir, says Rashi, Eretz Yisrael, mashal zeh, is following the following statement. Shem's getting married, a Mavgai has to get a Mila, says Rashi, Shem ben Chamor, lokach es Dina ben Yaakov, vehana shalo, Ushai ben Yair, shalo nenu, malu atzun, it's taru. Remember, because that one is that the Bnei Yaakov said to Shem, if you want to be with our sister, you know, Yaakov's daughter, then you have to get a Mila, and the whole town has to get a Mila. So say what? Shem gets this pleasure, and this other person, Mavgai, should go ahead and give him the cut. It says, Mavgai, Shem Ishma B'nei Ir, is the name from that city. So Amar Usava says to him, Mipirkid the Rav Shemir, I from Israel, Shahil Lehem, Levakash Racham, Malaron, they should have sought mercy for their generation, Davin, Velokshu, they didn't, therefore, they are partially responsible, and that's because of that, they're going to get the mothers give the things to them for their kids. Ki hada ugaver da achleyaria. Like the story of a guy who was eaten by a lion. Beruchu klosa parsi mini Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. It was three parsa from Yoshua ben Levi. Velo ishtoy eliyo ba'adei tolsayomi. because Eliyahu Navi didn't come to speak to the Shimon Levi for 3 days. He was held responsible for the fact that somebody who was near him, this type of thing happened. And also the Kohen Gadol, the fact that he didn't stop it, that's what happened over here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kilas Chama, Filu B'chinam Hiba. The curse of a Chacham, even if it's Chinam, even if the thing never even happened, it's still going to come to be. We're learning from Achitofel. Shabasha Shekara David Shitin. Rashi explains what that means is Yesodos Shel Beis HaMikdash, when he was, David HaMelech was making the Beis HaMikdash, B'Gemara, Yerushalmi, and Sanhedrin, Matsinu, Timulios Shel Beis HaMikdash, for Yesod, B'Losh, Yevani, that's the Yesod, Kafa Tahoma, the waters of the deep started to come up. Rashi says, Safa Tahom. B'Gemara, Yerushalmi, Shamatsa Shel Mecheres, Shigbiya Kolo. He's found over there as he was excavating. If there's a piece of pottery that was saying, "Vamar lo al titleini mikan, don't remove me." Shani kavu shala tahom miyo matan Torah from the time of Torah. Sharada kol haaretz v'lo shama David ledvar v'natlo. I don't know why David didn't listen. It'd be fascinating to understand this, but there was a piece of pottery there, and he said, "Listen, I'm here to stop the waters from the depths. I'm plugging up the Hoyer. Don't take me, and because it'll flood the world." So Baal and Mishta for la'alma, and he threatened to go out to flood the whole world. So Amar David says, Ma'u lichtov shah. So what did he do? He actually took it. He ended up taking it. And now he wanted to, you know, fix the problem over here. He says, Ma'u lichtov shem achaspa mishta betoma. Can we go and write the name of Hashem, Shem Hashem, on a piece of pottery and throw it into the deep? Rashi says, Pen yim chaku hamayim va'over mishom v'avaratem es shemam. V'avaratem es shemam v'lo ta'asun kein. Right? He wanted to know, can he go and throw it in? It's going to erase Hashem's name. The leku aduchte, so the waters will stay in their place and won't go ahead and destroy everything. As the pasuk says, "Ve'ibadat v'shemam lo sasud kein l'Hashem l'keichem." You're not going to go and erase Hashem's name. So, like the Amar Leih, meaning nobody spoke up over there. So Amar, he says, "Kol yodei adav zev anyone or anyone who knows the answer says the same thing." Yechonek begrono, this person should choke. Nasa Achitofel Kavachomer be'atzmo. Achitofel, he brought a Kavachomer to himself. Omar, umalos hashal benish liishto Omer Torah. Shemisha nechta b'kedusha yomach alamayim. We know that when it comes to the sota, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to go to erase the name of Hashem in order to go ahead and to bring peace, then the chol olam kulo for the entire world. The kosher can, he said, the kosher can, you let it go do such a thing. Amalei shari sachitov came to him. He said, it's mutter. Kos of shame. Achaspan, they did such a thing. The Rebbe did it. Shari atoma. He threw it into the deep, and nachas v'kam aduchte. The water stopped and went back down, and he, you know, it stopped it up. Okay, but we know Achitofel answered in due time. He gave him the curse for him who doesn't listen, but he did listen, and he went ahead and he answered. V'afilu achikseb, unless what happened afterwards, says in Shmuel, that Achitofel raw, ki lo nesa, tzasa, and Achitofel saw that his etza was not carried out. V'yachavosh esachamor, he saddled his donkey. V'yachom yelech habeso, he went to his house, to a city, and he told his house what to do, like he took care of all his, you know, his household things that they have as he's dying, and he strangled. So even if the curse is not something which the Tanai didn't come about, so it's going to come about. Even if it's Tanai, it's going to happen. Right, and that is, says Rashi, V'lona Skyma Tanai, Afopikain Hiba, Dachilal Al Tanai, Haisa. Like we're going to see. Meanwhile, where do we learn this idea from? That even if the condition is fulfilled, the curse is still going to happen. Meaning, even a condition doesn't happen. In other words, a person does what they're supposed to do. Minolin, mi Eli. We learn it from Eli HaKohen. Terrible story with Eli HaKohen and Shmuel. The Ka'amar Le Eli the Shmuel. He says to Shmuel about a nevuah that happened to Shmuel about what's going to happen to Eli's kids. Kol yas elecha elokim echol yosef im techad mimeni davar. So shall God do to you, and it will continue if conceal anything from me. And that is that Ilya Cohen got cursed in another place that his sons are not going to be too good over here. And Eli was saying that whatever happened to him is going to happen to Shmuel also. Just like his kids like went off, so to Shmuel's sons are not going to be good. And assuming that you don't, that you hold back something, you don't tell me something. Even though it says that Shmuel told him everything, all of us that he got, he didn't hold anything back. Nonetheless, it says, and his sons didn't walk in his way, so therefore the curse came true. Just like the sons of Eli were like went off the derech, so too does Shmuel. So you see that the it's going to happen even though the Tanai doesn't come about. Beep, turn the page. Yud. Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, Zakta Ilag Gemara, Amar Bo Yehuda Amarav, Nidoy Al Tanai Tzarech Hafara, a Nidoy, which is like a Cheir, an excommunication, that also if it's done Al Tanai, it still needs, you need to be made for it, it needs to be annulled. We know where we're learning from. Mi Yehuda. Yehuda was the son of Yaakov. This is the pasuk says, "Im lo evi osev elecha." He said about Binyamin, "I'm going to bring it back. If not, I will sin if you in this world and in the next world." It says Rashi, "Lo shenidoyu sheminuda la'aviv." When he says "vachatasi lecha," "Im lo evesi elecha," like if I don't bring it back to you, then it will be. Like I sent you all the days. So and what ended up happening? Even though he did return him, what does it mean when it says in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the brachas at the end of his life? Yechiruvein val yamos vizos liyuda. Yechiruvein live and not die, and this is for Yehuda. Why did Moshe put Yehuda's bracha right after Reuven's bracha? A little interesting. It says Rashi, Ma'arola smach Yehuda l'Reuven. Ma'arola haschio bebirchas Yehuda b'loshen vizos Yehuda. Ela lefishaya atzamos kol ha-shvatim shildan kayam. The atzamos, all the bones of the shvatim, their skeleton was all kayam, was intact. For Yehuda megolgalam, it was rolling around in this grave. Amar loshen zeh, yechi Reuven. Klamer Reuven shildo kayemes ki'ilu chai. It's there like it's alive. Vizos tiel Yehuda shehim egugam. This should be also Yehuda that it's like rolling around. Atzamos kol ha-shvatim yatsum imitzrayim v'nasum b'neim v'midra. They're in Mitzrayim and they left and went out with their children in the midra. Zer sh'amar Yosef le'achav v'alisem atzmosay mizeh eschem imatzmoseichem. Take my bones with those bones. So why do you put it over there? Says Rashi. Kol, says the Gemara. Kol son of Abayim shal ha-shal Yisrael v'midra. The 40 years that they were in the desert. They were rolling around in his coffin. Until Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and he sought for him. Who caused Reuven that he should confess to his sin, that he moved his father's bed? Yehuda, it was Yehuda, because he heard that Yehuda said, that Tamar is more righteous than I, and therefore he said, if he admit to it, I'm going to do it also. Vizos Yehuda, and this is right, it was Zos Yehuda, meaning, does it make sense that a bone should be rolling around the veer when it's Yehuda who caused Reuven's bone to be in a state of peace? Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, listen Hashem to the voice of Yehuda, and let him be in a state of rest, and that's be rolling all over the place. All Ivrei Lesafa Leshafa, Yehuda's bones went back to in their place. Rashi says, "Nechnasu atzmosav lemakom chiburam sheshafa misham kemo deshaf bituchte leshafa ish luyordura," and they went back into their place. Lo havakom ailele le misifta derakia, but they didn't allow him to come into the misifta to be able to go right. So good, his bones were good, but his soul was still not allowed to go back. You know, go into shemayim in the place where they were stagging. And Ve'elamotivianu says, and let him go to his people. Accept him in the yeshiva. Lo avakayada lomishka lomitra, mitzach b'shmaitza by the rabbanon. So he let him in, but he didn't understand that he wasn't able to lisa v'lita and to go back and forth. You know, to really, he was on the levels. Yadav ravlo, may his hands be able to fight for him. As she says, he bokach lo revivo latzva neged chaverav. He should be involved in the game there. And lo aviyada lefuke kushe, but he didn't know how to answer the questions of other chachamim that were going in the Ve'ezer mitzalefti here, and you should be a help against those who are fighting against him, right, to be able to give him the right answers. The point of all this is we saw that a nidoy that is said al tanai is still considered a nidoy. Iboilo b'misas kulan hu choser odil b'misas echad mehem. We still get the fact, going back to the storyline, that a person who is in the Yer Miklat, he goes home after one of the Kohanim Gedolim die. They need all three to die, or even one of them. Odil b'misas echad mehem, maybe one of them is enough for him to go home. Tashima, let's bring a raya from the next Mishnah. Nigbar dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say you have a case of the sentence was finalized without there being a Kohen Gadol at the time that he was sentenced, and he yotzei misham olam, he never goes out from there. The death of the Kohen Gadol, it takes him out from exile only if the Kohen Gadol was there when the killer was put into prison. When the Yer Miklat, but if he did the Yer Miklat first, then he stuck there forever. Misa, if it's true that he's going home with the death of one of them, then leheder b'dahanach. There's three Kohanim Gedolim, so if you don't have the one of them, at least you have the one with the Shmona Begadim, or if the one that's Meshuach Melchama, so let it be with one of the other ones over there. The fact that he doesn't go back must be that it depends on all three of them dying. Says Rashi, leheder b'anach, b'misas m'ruvah begadim, o'b'mavir b'mishichasa, ela lav shmamina kuli, needs all three of them to go and to die. Says the Gemara, not a raya bideleka. Maybe this is talking about a case somewhere that we didn't have any of Kohen Gadol all the time that he was sentenced. But if there'd be one of them, then maybe one of them would be enough. So go ahead to send them out, and we leave it without answering it. Zok the next Mishnah. Now we get into the Mishnah that we just quoted a moment ago, and we say as follows: Mishanig Mardino Meis Kohen Gadol. Let's say there's a Gemar Din, right? There's a Gemar Din before he actually gets to the Miklat, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, Harizei Nogola, he doesn't go to Gala, says Rashi, before his time of a Gemara, Mekavachomer, learn from a Kavachomer of the Gemara. Im Achol and Nigbar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol, if they didn't get a good Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol died, Umanu Achir Tachtov, and then they put another Kohen Gadol in his place. Well, Achimika Nigbar Dino, and then after you see that happens, Chosek B'Mesel Shosheni, he's able to leave from the death of the second Kohen Gadol, and then over that, he falls into his category. It's just Yolof Tamir Gemara. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say one of the he is in a Gemar Din, and there's no Kohen Gadol at the time that there was a Gemar Din. Rashi says Shalomino Achir Tachtav Asik Medino Shazel Legalus VeHahore Kohen Gadol, or one who killed a Kohen Gadol, VeKohen Gadol Sheharag, or Kohen Gadol who killed. Right, we're talking about these cases are Bishogik. Any other Mishum Olam, then they don't go out from there ever. Right, that the Kohen Gadol was appointed after the killer sentencing can't release the Kohen from the killer from Galus. Now those are in the Yer Miklat to Levani Yotze, they don't leave. Lo Leidus Mitzvah, even if they're Leidus to be for a mitzvah, Leidus Mamun, or for money, Leidus Nefashos, or even for Dinei Mamunus, Nefashos, I'm sorry, Vafilu Yisrael Tzvicham, even if he's a Jew needs him to save them, Vafilu Sar Tzva Yisrael Kiyobin, so even if he's a general like of Bnei Yisrael, like Yoab in Syria, and you can't get anyone in his place, any Yotze Misham Olam, he's not able to go and to leave. Shemar's Pasuk says, Asher Nas Shama, that he fled there, Shamte Diraso, that is where he should be living, Shamte Misaso, that is where should be his death, Shamte Kfaraso, that is where he should be buried. He doesn't leave for any reason. You are stuck there. The Mishnah continues, Kishem Sha'ir Kuletis, just like the ear is kolate this person, Kach Tchum Kolate, so to the Tchum, 2,000 Amos, you know, around it also is kolate over here. Now, what happens if this guy actually leaves before they're going to die? So it says, Shi'atza Chusat Tchum, Matza Gol Adam, the Gol Adam goes and finds him, that is the redeemer of the blood, the relatives of this person, Real Segluli Omer, Mitzvah Biyad Gol Adam, it's a mitzvah in the hands of the Gol Adam to go and kill this person. Rishus Biyad Gol Adam, it's also permission is given to anyone else to do it. So Rishus Biyad Gol Adam, Rishus Biyad Gol Adam, it's not a mitzvah of the Gol Adam, it's a Rishus for him to do it. Gol Adam Chayav and love, and anyone else is going to be Chayav to do it. Then they just kill someone, it doesn't work. My time, the Mishnah said that if the Kohen Gadol dies after the killer is already sentenced, then he does not have to go to Galus. So the person goes, he gets sentenced, and afterwards, before he gets transferred over, he ends up, the Kohen Gadol dies, the Mishnah said, he said, he doesn't go to Galus, and Rashi says, we're going to learn it in the Gemara from the Kavachomer. My time, Amar Abai, Kavachomer, Uma Misha Gala Kvar Yotze Achshav, if someone went to Galus, he gets out, Misha Lo Gala, Den Shalo Yiglev, if he didn't go to Galus in the first place, isn't it a Kavachomer, he doesn't go. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Vidilma hide the gullet. Chaperle, maybe the one who went to Golos. That he already had kapara for going to Golos, but hide the low gullet low. He didn't go to Golos, therefore not. And therefore that shouldn't stop him from going to Golos. No, said the Gemara, midi gullus ka mechaper. Is it Golos is coming to mechaper? He says going to the mechaper. It's the death of the coin that's going to be mechaper, and that happened. Therefore, is mechaper. Next, imad shalom nigmar dino. If before the din was finished off, the coin gadol died, they put another coin gadol in his place, and afterwards the guy is finalized. He comes back with the second coin gadol. If you know that second gadol was set in place before his gemar din, minani mi the written notice from Rav Kahana. Don't recall the pasuk says vayoshev ba admos a coin gadol asher moshech uso b'shem en hakodesh. V'chi u'moshcho, is it then the killer who anoints the Kohen Gadol? Is he the one who's being setting him up? Of course not. So what does it mean when it says whom he anointed? Elazesh shenimshach b'yamav. What it means is the one who was anointed in his days, during the days of the killah. Sezaj mishenase be'ezer rotzeach. When he became called the rotzeach by the Gemara Din. Maybe it happened after the killing, but he wasn't yet called the killer. My havelei lemebad, but what should the Kohen have done to stop this to happen? Why should the kapara be in his hands? Kind of like we said that the mother is giving the things as if the Kohen's responsibility. This guy wasn't the Kohen yet until after the fact. My havelei rest is lahi Kohen lemebad. My achas shadayin loyer Kohen gadol kashar gzeh lamunes. Why should he be punished? Says the Gemara, how yolo levakas shakum shig mordin l'schus. He should have asked for mercy. You know, should have done for this guy that it should have ended up being that his din wasn't, that it was, he was sent for Gullus. For Lobikish, and he didn't down for that. It's the fact that he didn't do it. Therefore, he has that responsibility. Amar Abaye Naktinan. We have a tradition that Nigmar Dino Omeis. Let's say the killer was Nigmar Din, but then he died before he actually went into Gullus. But Lichin is Hatzmos of Hashem. We bring his bones over there. The Pasuk says, Lashuv Lashevas Ba'aretz Admos HaKohen. You have to go ahead to return to dwell in the land before the Kohen dies. Ve'eze Yeshiva Yeshihi Ba'aretz. What's that Yeshiva in the land? Ha'eve Yomer Zu Kavur. That is Kavur. So far he gets buried over there. And, yeah. Tana Mace Kodem Shemace Kohen Gadol. That's what Kohen Gadol. Molichin Atzmosav Al Kivri Avosav. The bones are transported to the burial grounds of his ancestors. That's if the killer died before the Kohen Gadol died. He died, was buried in the Ir Miklat. Then afterwards, the Kohen Gadol ends up dying. Then you go and you take the bones and you reinter them. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Yashuv Arutzeach El Eretz Achuzaso, and after the death of Kohen Gadol, the killer returns to the land of his Achuzah. Ez Yeshiva Sheib Eretz Achuzaso. Aviyomer Zu Kavura. This is talking about Kavura burial. Nigmar Dino, we said that the guy got a Gemar Din already, and there's no Kohen Gadol there. Venasa Kohen Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Oh, this is a Geshmaka Matzif, right? The Mishnah that said that there's a Gemar Din, and there's no Kohen Gadol. But this guy stuck there forever. So now what about, let's say if a Gemar Din. And then the Kohen Gadol that's there, Venasa Kohen Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. This guy becomes Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That says, Yatsa Lav Eidashu Chalol. Then what is going to be the Din? He can't be the Kohen anymore. Pligibar Rabbi Ami, for Rabbi Yitzchak Nafachad Omer Misa Kuna. One says, the Kuna has died. Right now he's considered like he's dead. And therefore, the killer, Rashis Harehu Kemes Vein Aretzeh Gola. Therefore, the Ritzef doesn't go to Golos. Right? Rashi's saying that Rehu Kameis, he's like dead, and therefore he's in Gola. So just like death gets him out, so too, the Psul is going to get met also. V'chad ha'omer batla kahuna. No, the kahuna is batla. Rashi says, Igli milsalem afer, shalo haya kohen gadol. V'havalei hay rotzeach, nigmar dino below kohen gadol, v'eino chozilom. The guy is stuck forever. Lema beplukta to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua Kavi. Should we say that the same machlokas comes up with these two? The Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah and Teruma Sayomid Umakiv Al Gabi Mizbech. The coin was in the middle of bringing carbonos on the Mizbech. We know that the Shahu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza turns out Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a chalal. Therefore, he can't bring carbonos. So Eliezer Omer, Kol Carbonos Shikub Psil, and all the carbonos that he brought are Pasul Lema Freya. Rabbi Yoshua Machshi says not everything till then was good. Mad Omer Mesa, Rabbi Yoshua, the one who says Mesa. That is, it's dead. It's like he died right now. It's like Rabbi Yeshua, which means good up until now. And the man da'amir batla, the one who says no, but Shlatel Mefres, Rabbi Eliezer, he wasn't even the first person, the first guy stuck forever. Beep turned the page, Yud Beis Amalaf, and for the Gemara, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, Kuli Amalo Pligi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, both of Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak are going to be masking that the Kahuna is Batel. And now that's Lima Freya. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that he was never considered a Kohen, therefore, it doesn't, the same thing, the guy's not going to go out of Gullus. Ki Pligi, so what are they arguing? I'll leave Rabbi Yeshua, only in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi explains, "Klomer manda amar mesa vadik Rabbi Yeshua amar." The one who says mesa is dead, he died for sure. He's only Rabbi Yeshua. But look, Rabbi Eliezer, the leader of Rabbi Eliezer, leka lemanda amar mesa, kaven de lagabe avodosav amar psulos amafreya vade in zekoin. Right, so it's correct to say that the one who says that the kohen has died can't work with Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, he's following that of Rabbi Yeshua. However, you can't say, it's not right to say, that one who holds that the kahuna has been batel has to follow Rabbi Eliezer. He can go with Rabbi Yeshua also. Alid of Rabbi Yeshua, mandam or mesek Rabbi Yeshua. The one who said that the kahuna died, okay, clearly it's going through Rabbi Yeshua. He's saying that just like Rabbi Yeshua, he says the karbanos are going to be good up until that point. So too, you would matter the gullus. You know, the guy from Gullus, to go back home because he's dead. He's disqualified. Mandamar batla. But even the one who says that the kahuna is batel could also go with Rabbi Yeshua, because he could say, Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua, some Rabbi Yeshua only said it was in over there, about the karbanos being disqualified of a kohen, to siv Baruch Hashem chelu upoel yad of tirtza. It says, bless his belongings, Hashem, the deeds of his hands, except, which is saying, Afilu chalolin shabo, even a chalol. If they bring karbonos, you know, it's going to be accepted. Aval hacha, afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda, but here, in reference to going out of exile, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be masking that the Kohen Gadol is l'mafreya disqualified. So this machlokas of Rami Ritzak Nafka is not necessarily the same machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.